되겠습니다.
알함두릴라, 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 알함두릴라. 에스타프룸바, 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 엘레디나, 에라힐라, 오엘하일, 팔룸, 레슬리네. 에스, 테페스벤, 마크레스벤, 자에신, 에스타프룸. 마우프안나, 야게린, 마우프안나, 야게린, 마우프안나, 야게린. واحفظنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا من يا قدوس يا رب يا الله الهدى يا الله الهدى يا الله الزاهد يا الله الباسم يا الله عزيز بشر ديننا الله تعالى واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا رسوله السلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موتوا قبل أن تموتوا صدق رسول الله My dear brothers and sisters last time I was here delivering the khutbah at the end of the blessed month of Ramadan, the mosque was full. After the blessed month of Ramadan, all my brothers and sisters in this mosque, we were all pure. We were truly human beings. We were truly Muslims. We were truly devoted servants of Allah Ta'ala. We were all Abdullah. I say, we were truly human beings and we were truly Muslims. Because for a whole month, we have abstained from being an animal. Because the meaning of life for the animal is to eat, to drink, and to have sex. So we abstain from the desires of our flesh, from a life which consists of eating and drinking and having sex and having fun. Not because we willed it or we wanted it, because Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to do so. Now the flesh, as we know so well, does not obey to Allah Ta'ala always, and certainly not day and night for a whole month. Yet Allah Ta'ala says, the soul is under the command of Allah Ta'ala. So instead of being creatures, slaves to our nafs ammara during that full month of Ramadan, we were human beings with soul, whose soul is in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, I say, we were truly Muslims on that day. Now, 69 days afterwards, we are going to celebrate, inshallah, next Thursday, another Eid al-Adha. We are going to celebrate the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, for our efforts of Ramadan, we were given, all and every one of us, whether we are aware or not, the manifestation of a smile husna within us. Those asma which Allah Ta'ala has taught to our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, manifested in us as a reward of Allah Ta'ala at the end of the blessed month of Ramadan. For Allah Ta'ala said, He loves the smell of the breath of His servant who fasts. We know how our mouths smelled during the Ramadan. But the meaning of that is that at the end of our obeying Allah Ta'ala for a whole month, each time we exhale, rahmah came out of us. That was the beautiful smell of rahmah which Allah Ta'ala is talking about. Now, 69 days afterwards, we are going to celebrate another Eid. During which we will remember that Allah Ta'ala ordered His friend, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, to sacrifice his child. What is the most valuable thing for those of us who have gathered us today in our life? What is it that it would be hardest for us to give it up for the sake of Allah Ta'ala? Our life, because we live only once. But more than our lives, there is something else. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was close to 100 years old. And he asked Allah Ta'ala to bless him with a son. And Allah Ta'ala blessed him with a son. And that son, who loved him, he loved more than his own life, he was asked to sacrifice. And he tried. But the knife which cut the stone into half wouldn't cut the throat of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. Now, it is also, in addition to the celebration of the ultimate sacrifice which a Muslim should be ready to do, it is also the season of Hajj. What is the meaning of Hajj? We go to Baytullah. We strip ourselves of our identity. We put our shroud on us are, whether we are king or pauper, the same. And while we are in our shroud, we are not permitted to behave with that the way we behave in our normal life. We are not even permitted to step on a living grass. We are not even permitted if a fly or an ant is entering our mouth to kill it. We are not permitted if our lip was cracked and skin is hanging down to peel it off. In short, we are not permitted to change our state. We are dead. It is the exercise of death. This Eid which is coming is the remembrance of death. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to leave this world, he gathered his people around and he said, by the will of Allah, I am going to leave you soon. But I am leaving you with two great teachers that he as great as I. Ya Rasulullah, who are those two teachers? One of those teachers is a talking teacher. One of those teachers is a silent teacher, said he. Ya Rasulullah, who is the talking teacher and who is the silent teacher? The talking teacher, said he, is the words of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem. The silent teacher, said he, is the remembrance of death. Hajj is once, obligation once in your lifetime. There is something else. Another experience which is also once in our lifetime, and that is death. But when we hear this word, maut, we don't want to hear it. My mother is dead, my father is dead, I am almost 90 years old. All my friends are dead, but me? No, no. I will never die. I never want to think of death. I eat, I drink, I go to the bathroom, I do what I do, but I do not remember death. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that is a great teacher as great as he. One day, when he was talking to Ashabi Kiram, he was talking so beautifully that everybody was crying. A man answered, sat down with them, heard the same thing, and he was envious of the people who were crying. He heard the same thing, he understood the same thing, but another drop of tear came from his eyes. He was very embarrassed and very unhappy. And at the end, when everybody left, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you spoke so incredibly beautifully. You know, everybody was touched in their hearts and they were shedding tears, and I couldn't feel anything, that I couldn't shed a drop of tear. Why is it, Ya Rasulullah? Oh, poor man, said he, because your heart is hardened and it has turned into stone. Ya Rasulullah, it is true. I really don't feel things, said he. But why is it, Ya Rasulullah, that my heart has turned into stone and I don't feel anything anymore? Because you poor man, Teddy. You think of nothing else. You want nothing else. You do nothing else except for the world. Because you love this world so much, said he, that your heart has turned into stone, that you cannot feel except if something relates to this world. That is true, Ya Rasulullah. I am a man who really doesn't care or think anything else except the world and the worldly. But why, Ya Rasulullah? Because, said he, poor man, you never remember or think of death. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Mutu qabla an tamutu," die before dying. Now, what does it mean? How can one die before dying? One's heart has to stop. One's mind cannot conceive. Perhaps it has a much, much more important mystical meaning, but for us, ordinary that we are, it suffices to understand. Instead of living for eating and having fun and gains in this world, one eats and sleeps and relaxes in order to live. Just sufficient to keep you alive. Because it is also said that if you leave this world this much, that you come closer to Allah Ta'ala this much. I say nay. Because Allah Ta'ala said, for everything which you do for Allah's sake, Allah Ta'ala will give you at least 10 times. I would say 1,000 times. 10,000 times. Because he says, you come to me one step, I will run to you. He says, I am closer to you than your jugular vein. Ibadallah, we live in this body. But this body is not me. This body is my donkey. This body carries my soul. But usually what we do is our soul is carrying the donkey on our backs. So I do care for my body. I give it food. I give it water. I let it rest a little bit. But that is not me. I am other, but I am inside my body. It is this flesh which is interested in this world. It is the food I eat is for my flesh. The air I breathe and the water I drink is my flesh. The money which I make is to sustain this flesh, is to clothe this flesh, is to build the roof over this flesh. But that flesh is not me. That flesh carries me, in my case, almost now for 90 years on the face of this planet. But soon they are going to throw all these bodies of all of us into a hole, which will be food for maggots and snakes and worms. So, remembrance of death is that nothing, neither your child, nor your wife, nor your things which you love, is yours. Because at death, you will not be able to bring your bank account into this hole. On the contrary, it will be something which you will have to give an accounting up there. So if you remember that this life is temporal, this life is a testing ground. This life has to be lived as a Muslim for the hereafter, which will be very soon. And so therefore, give the world what it's due, but not a penny more. And lift yourself from it, so that its mischief cannot infiltrate into you. If you wish, eat less, sleep less, use less money, less comfort. The more you distance yourself from this world, is the meaning of dying before dying. All the knower of all and all the teacher of all, you have sent prophets, you have sent your words, and we have received the words of our prophet. If we take the trouble, we know exactly what you want us to do and what you want us not to do. Our soul is in your hands. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. And help us to live like a Muslim. Ya Rabbi, help us to live like a Muslim, like a human being, like what you want us to be. Ya Rabbi, keep us on the straight path. Ya Rabbi, take all the hatred, all the envy, all the arrogance, and all the attachment which we feel to this world, and replace it with humbleness, with contentment, with rida, and with patience. Ya Rabbi, in name, we are Muslims. We didn't know neither how to walk or how to talk. You taught us how to walk and how to talk. You gave us all what we need and much, much more. Your gifts we cannot possibly count. And for all those which you have blessed us with, which we certainly do not deserve. Narati, we cannot thank you. Narati, teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
Yarab, sometimes you test us, but never above our forbearance. You test us whether we love you, whether we obey you, whether we follow what you ask us to do. Not that you know not, but so that we know. You tell us that patience is the key to paradise. You tell us that patience is the key to victory and to success. When you test us, we never show patience. Yarab, have mercy on us. Teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient servants. Ya Wahid, Ya Had, you say, hold on to the rope of Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Your beloved says, my ummah is like one single body. If his finger aches, the whole body aches. And once, Ya Rabbi, we were all together. We loved each other for your sake. We sacrificed ourselves for each other's sake. We fought together, we thought together, we acted together. We didn't say ourselves that I'm a doctor, or I'm a judge, I'm a Turk, or I'm an Iranian. We said, we are your Ummah. We are Muslims. Once, when we were thus united, everybody loved us. Everybody respected us. Everybody copied us. Everybody feared us. Oh Lord, look at us now. Everybody hates us, looks down on us. Ya Rab, have mercy upon us. Amen. Bring back the unity to the Ummah of Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring back the love which we used to feel for each other for your sake.
Amen.
For you say that if we do not love each other for your sake, our Iman is incomplete. Ya Rabbi, complete our Iman.
Amen.
Amen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Fatih al-Malawani, al-Sakir al-Asalani, al-Kalal al-Jadidani, al-Sakir al-Asalani, al-Barik al-Ruhahu al-Bahai al-Jaydihi min al-Tahiyyatu al-Salam, al-Barik wa sallim alayhi kathiran, kathiran, kathiran. Allahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Walaki, Mijal al-Bilai wa-Mushidin, Mal al-Bilai wa-Salihin, Ba'ala malayikirka wa-Mukarabin, فعلى اهل الجهاد كيف ما ينمى السماوات والارضين فرضوان الله تعالى على